Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Kodiak Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK, and now traded on the OTCQB under the symbol KDKCF. Chatting with the president and CEO, Claudia Tornquist. Now, Claudia, a couple news releases that I want to follow up on. The first one highlighting the drill program planned for this year that has actually just started at the MPD project that is in BC. Now, just to recap, the company last year was testing out this porphyry target at this gate zone, and I understand a number, or at least the initial drilling, will still focus on this gate zone. 30,000 meters is planned. Give us an update, Claudia, on the overall goals initially of this program.
Yes, I'd be very happy to. We started drilling last month and, as you say, have a 30,000 meters drill program planned for the year. So big drill program, big step up from last year. Last year, when we made our discovery, we drilled in total about 6,700 meters, so almost five times more this year. And so far, drilling is going well. We have good productivity. Drill is turning. We are already a couple of holes in. We expect the first results. We will release the results in batches, and the first batch sort of in later spring, early summer, probably June. And very much looking forward to that, of course. At the moment, we are focused on the gate zone, which is where we made our discovery last year. And we then have also other target areas on the property, namely Dillard and East Dillard. And of course, we now also have X, the newly acquired property to the south. So we're not short of targets, and it will be a very busy year for the company and lots of news flow for our investors.
So Claudia, can you bring everybody up to speed on what you have seen from this gate zone initially with that drilling from last year and how you're following up on some of those higher grade results?
We had the good fortune of drilling into a really nice high grade porphyry center early on in our exploration work. Keep in mind, we only drilled 10 holes last year, so it's really only the start. And we hit over 500 meters of 0.76% copper equivalent, which is, of course, fantastic, with a much higher grade zone in the center. And that really was a game changer for the company. And that was our hole number four. And as I said, we drilled 10 holes in total. So we followed up in the same area around hole four and intersected this high grade zone with multiple other holes. So we have now drilled this zone over a width of about 350 meters and down to 800 meters. So with our first small drill program, have already seen quite some size. And of course, it's only the start. The underlying anomaly is more than a kilometer long, and so far we've tested about 10% of it, so still 90% open, and that's where we are drilling at the moment. We are working our way along this copper anomaly that is related to the mineralization we drilled.
So what are some of the step out lengths that you guys are taking from some of those past results to understand just potentially how big it can be on top of what you already know about the gate zone?
Well, we would typically step out approximately 75, 100 meters with each setup. That's what we've done so far. And we'll just work our way mostly south. We're at the moment at the northern end of this large copper in soil anomaly. And so we'll work our way along this anomaly towards the south and test it further.
Okay, so I think we all understand that this still is early stage exploration on this project because of the fact that you really only have 10 holes in the project just from last year's drilling. Then can investors expect potentially a resource at the end of this drilling, or is it going to be still just really that exploration focus?
That's a good question, and it really is the latter. As I said, 10 holes into a large porphyry system is not very much at all. It's really only the start. We don't know yet where the highest grade mineralization is located, how close it comes to the surface, how big this high grade zone that we have discovered is, whether there are others on the property. Very likely there are. In BC, in particular, very typically you have multiple porphyry centers in these projects. So still a lot of exploration to be done, a lot of discovery to be done. And this year, this 30,000 meter drill program is really about discovery. And at the end of it, we'll know much better of when it makes sense and where it makes sense to home in onto a resource. But really this year, what our shareholders and investors should expect from us is lots more good drill results, lots more stepping out, lots more discovery.
So true exploration continuing on the back of some good results from last year. Claudia, just a quick update then in terms of cash in the bank and the budget for this 30,000 meters. Where does the company stand?
We have a treasury of approximately $14 million, and that fully funds all the work we have planned. That's, of course, a great place to be in. And so for now, we're fully funded, and investors who are looking to buy into our company, it's really the market for now. And we don't have any imminent financing plans.
Okay, now fully funded for this program, plus extra cash in the bank. Let's also talk about a news release that came out about a week ago, April 19th. It's the expansion of this MPD project through an acquisition of this Axe copper gold property. This property is adjacent to the MPD project, just to the southwest. Give us an update on what attracted you to this Axe project, please.
Axe is very much a similar situation to MPD. When we got MPD, it's obviously same geology structure, same sort of structures, and it's been historically drilled, all very shallow, and since the 60s over a long period of time intermittently. And there's a lot of gold, copper, several porphyry centers that are drill proven on the property, but nobody ever drilled deeper, and that's where we think the potential is. And in particular in one specific area, 1516, which is very much a gate zone lookalike and has not been explored, has barely been explored at all in the past. And that zone in particular piqued our interest and will be the first focus of our work.
Now, are you planning on drilling there in the near term as part of this 30,000 meter program that we just discussed?
So we're just in the process of making plans for how we attack the different areas. Obviously, we're working at Gate. We want to work Dillard. We'd like to work Axe as well. And that's at the moment being planned out. And we'll certainly drill it. And at the moment, the first steps will be to do all the preparatory work for it. We need to get drill pads approved. We'll be doing some more prospecting there. Once we have the acquisition completed, it's not even completed yet. It'll be the next couple of days. Then we'll get on the ground, do all the preparatory work, and then hopefully we'll get to drill it sometime soon too.
Okay. Hey, Claudia, I appreciate the update. I just wanted to bring everybody up to speed on the drilling and exploration that is planned and underway right now for this company, as well as that new property acquisition. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Claudia to address those. In the meantime, we'll follow up as some more news hits the market. Claudia, I appreciate the update today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.